Stop all your honoring, your washing too. Stick your head out the window, head of watermelon blues. Oh, God, watermelons. Got them red to the rind. If you want sweet watermelon, come to this wagon of mine.
On the morning of June 13th, 2017, under a cloudless blue sky, four horse and wagons formed a funeral cortege, one wagon close behind the other, at the entrance to the Wiley Funeral Home at 701 Mount Street in West Baltimore. Crowds had gathered, some among them moved to unhidden tears. They had come to say goodbye to Mr. Eugene Allen, among the last half a dozen or so Baltimore Arabers still making their way down the ancient streets of West Baltimore. Those Arabers have been selling fruits and vegetables off their wagons to the row house families, shouting out their wares, cantaloupes, corn, tomatoes, grown locally in Anne Arundel County, in a tradition that goes deep in the city's history. A casket had been placed in the first of the wagons. The second, following, was filled to overflowing with flowers. The cortege of wagons, all painted in yellow and red and green, with each horse sporting a majestic 3-foot-long black plume, began to move slowly north on Mount Street, threading their way through the old neighborhoods for a respectful drive-through where Eugene Allen had lived. The cortege then doubled back to the funeral home. The body was then transported by hearse to the Garrison Forest Veterans Cemetery. Friends remember Eugene Allen as a gentleman, a hard worker, a dedicated family man who put 5 children through college. He shared the very deep bond that one Arab has for another. It's tradition, it's passion, it's camaraderie. He was frequently at the funeral of a fellow Arab, and there, in his bones, he knew. Someday it would be his turn, and on June 13, 2017, at age 88, it was. We may have lost Eugene Allen, but we have not lost his yells. So here they are in a cherishing of horse and cart selling in Baltimore.